to find out if they got the grades that they were hoping for. Official results say the proportion of entries awarded top grades has fallen from last year. Kyle is a student at Art Greenwich Free School, and he's glad the wait is over.
Obviously, I'm so nervous and I just think about it all night long. And now I can finally see my results and I'm really impressed and happy about it. And I don't regret anything I've done in the past, and fantastic.
Two remorseless killers have been jailed for life today in Manchester after they hatched a plan to kill Liam Smith. Rachel Fullstar and Michael Hillier obtained false number plates, sulfuric acid, washing soda and converted a blank firing gun to be able to fire a projectile at the victim. They'll have to serve 30 and 33 years respectively. DCI Gina Brennan led the case.
They thought they would get away with it. They even planned false alibis. It took us 6 months to find the burnt out shell of the Shogun used in this murder. They, on the other hand, went on holiday to Jamaica.
Home Office figures show Channel Crossings have now topped 19,000 so far this year. They also show that 80% of asylum seekers are waiting longer than 6 months for an initial decision. The Home Office said the rise in the asylum backlog is due to more cases entering the asylum system. Patients could face severe delays and routine hospital care is expected to come to a standstill as consultants in England begin a 48-hour strike over pay. The government has insisted that talks on pay are over after it said consultants would receive a 6% rise. It's going to be a busy few days on the country's travel networks as England, Wales and Northern Ireland head into a bank holiday weekend. The AA says half of respondents to their survey say they'll be travelling at some point. Despite that, many say they're planning to stay at home due to the mixed weather forecast and Saturday's RMT rail strike. And Buckingham Palace has announced the King and Queen's state visit to France will now take place from September the 20th to the 22nd. It was postponed in March due to widespread rioting. Well, that's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Phil Towers.
When you're struggling with debt, you can't leave your future to chance. Trust Credit Fix, the UK's most reliable IVA provider. With more five-star Trustpilot reviews than anyone else in the debt industry, we could help write off up to 81% of what you owe. Don't leave debt to chance. Leave it to Credit Fix. Text ACT to 60777 today. Terms apply, not suitable for all. Can affect credit. For more, see creditfix.co.uk/add terms. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Any heavy showers and thunderstorms across the southeast will be easing, with clear spells developing for much of England and Wales. Further showers across the north and west later, but feeling cooler.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village, here for young people. Check out our impressive range of recreational activities for young people. It's the perfect way to stop the kids from getting bored this summer. See ymcanewarkshower.org for details.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe.
four, five, six, seven, and nine, ten. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport. You're on with Gory this evening. I have some very special guests with me this evening. And first of all, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing the local sport with a very, very good friend of mine, Mr. Tony Joins. He's joining me. Hey, Tony.
How you doing, Mike? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, mate. Really looking forward to doing some bits with Tony. And once we've done the roundup of Newark Sport, we have got Steve and Francesca in from Code Fitness. We're going to talk to them about their journey and where they are today and talk about the fact that I had a go at it as well. So I look forward to that. So we will play a record. It's a bit of a request from my daughter. Here we go, and we'll see you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory. I have got joining with me this evening and followed up in a little while. We've got Stephen Francesca from Code Fitness. But Tony and I, we're going to have a few minutes just talking about local sport,
yep.
What's been going on. And, what we're going to do, we're going to start with the football side of things, aren't we? Newark's in a not a bad place at the minute, Tony, is it?
No, I think if you consider the level of football 25, 30 years ago, you as a budding footballer wanting to impress and make the next step, unfortunately you had to travel out of town to do that. Which is what we did. But when you look at the level of football that's available in Newark now, you've got Step 5 out at Collingham, you've got Newark Town, Southwold City within an 8-mile radius, Step 6, United Counties League. Then you've got Step 7, you've got Collingham, and Southwold City Reserves obviously gone into Step 7 now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got teams like RHP, Elston, Longbennington that are all filled in adult sides in the grassroots, as they call it now, basically Step 8. So the options are vastly improved there for any lad that wants to take the next step into footballing.
Yeah, so let's start with Newark. Let's start with Newark Town then, John. You know a bit about Newark Town. You're involved with them.
Yeah.
What's the start been like?
I would say we've started okay. We've let slip one or two points. I think we've played 5, 1, 3. 1, 2, drawn 2, and then obviously lost one. So it's a slow start, but we're actually on more points than we was at this point last year.
Okay.
So from that perspective, I suppose we're in a plus, obviously. The team's taken a little bit of time to gel. We've got one or two new additions joined the squad this year. Kept the vast majority of the squad from last year.
Okay. Parsons still running it?
Yeah, Parsons is manager, yeah. Stephen Venables with Davis has joined us on the coaching staff now.
Okay.
I think Newark Town, to be fair, on and off the field's in a better place than it's ever been from football.
That's great stuff. Now, we're going to get you and Luke in. We're going to talk about Newark Town, per se, at some point.
Yep.
And I went to Newark and Sherwood's opening night, where they had a media night, and they look in good shape as well. I think they've had a couple of results. I think a bit disappointing at the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was just one of them. You know, it's it was the FA Cup, wasn't it, on Saturday, which they bowed out 4-0, obviously. But I think by their standards, I think they'll probably agree that they've probably made a slow start. But again, you know, they've had to change the side as well. So, you know, it does take time for teams to gel.
Yeah.
And the FA Cup does come round pretty quick, so you haven't got long for your team to get together, really, to be fair.
At the round three for all the big clubs is a long way away.
It's a long way away, yeah.
Okay, so brilliant. So moving on from the football, quickly, Damo's taken over at Collingham, had a great start.
Yeah, Damo, had a lot to do with Damo, and I'm really pleased he's back in football, and that's only to Collingham's benefit. I think they won last night, and I think they've gone top of the league by 2 points now. So,
brilliant.
You know, from Collingham and Damo's perspective, that's a good start. Life in Notts Alliance League.
Fabulous. So we just very quickly, we're just going to do a bit of roundup. We're going to go away from the football. We're going to do a bit of a roundup. I'll start. I just wanted to mention a young lady who I know was a fantastic runner. I knew there was great things destined for her. It looks like she's back in the saddle again. She's just ran 11.1 seconds for the 100 metres, and she's still a young girl, but for me, that's a great sign, because I think 2 or 3 years ago she was going to go to the Olympics and that kind of thing. But I think things got hold of her. Maybe there's an injury in there. But I just want to mention Amy, and we wish her all the best, because she went to Barnby Road here.
Yeah.
And So what have you got, Tony, on the sport front? Who was it that you were going to mention?
To be honest, it was. I just wanted to mention the Farndon Cricket Club, what they've done down there with Mark Everington.
Okay.
I know Mark used to play in goal for me during my spell as manager at Newark. They've just now opened up a fantastic facility, a new clubhouse at Farndon. I think they had the opening day the other day. Matt Montgomery came down from Nottinghamshire County Cricket.
Nice.
it's just nice to see lads like Mark that put all the effort in and they get the just rewards. I've not yet actually been to the facility yet, but by all accounts and what I've heard, it's a fantastic setup there now.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, that's cool. There's just a couple of little things I wanted to mention as well. Not little for me, but, you know, big for these guys. Maddie Smith, from a golfing perspective, she's done some amazing stuff in one of these tournaments she was invited to. And she thinks she finished fifth overall, which out of 110 players was amazing. She's still only 18, so they're looking great on the golfing front. And we have a lady called Alice Hopkins, who's going to play for England in the blind football. Now, again, as with the England basketball that we have in Europe, I didn't realise this existed. So we're going to wish those guys all the very best. And you know, to Alice, that's an amazing thing she's doing. So fantastic news. We are just about there this week. We're going to, if we've missed anybody out, we'll try and fill them in next week. We are just now going to have a little break, and then we're going to be back with Steve and Francesca to talk about Code Fitness. Tony, thanks for that.
No problem, mate.
Speak shortly.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
I'm a real snack monster. But Mum and Dad says all that munching isn't good for me. Around half the sugar we eat comes from unhealthy snacks and sugary drinks. If you want to change from a snack monster to a snack star, search Change for Life for loads of healthy snacking ideas.
Tickets are now on sale for this year's Newark and Sherwood Community Awards. Friday, 8th of September, at the Renaissance at Kelham Hall. Get yours now by visiting radionewark.co.uk and clicking the awards banner.
Everybody needs more space, or ideally an extra room. Whether you want a new shed, a summer house, a garden office, or a bespoke outside building, you need the Shed Brothers. Our business is built on quality and honesty. We provide the full service, from a free survey to design and installation. And we're family run. We're the Shed Brothers. We're brothers and we make sheds and all sorts of timber buildings. Check out the Shed Brothers on social media or online at theshedbrothers.co.uk.
There's a place I go, it's a different high. Oh no, when you touch me, I get vulnerable.
welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. Good evening from Gorey. Thank you, Tony, for those opening bit there on the local sport. I have got with me this evening Steve and Francesca. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Not a problem at all. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate that. So, for those that don't know, Steve and Francesca are heavily involved in Code Fitness, currently down on Fernwood. Are you two-thirds? Isn't there another person?
No.
It's mine and Luke's gym.
It's yours and Luke's gym. Okay.
And then Francesca's my partner.
She bosses about.
And then she does all the Hyrox stuff with me.
Okay.
So when we do the Hyrox competitions that we'll come to, we do it as a doubles. So she's been dragged along to chat about Hyrox and stuff. Oh. And no, it's me and Luke Watson who own Code Fitness.
Okay. And Luke, where's Luke tonight? Do we know?
Luke's just had a baby.
Oh, I think.
Literally. No, his partner's had a baby. He's busy with
changing
dad duties, first kid. Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great news. Okay, so Steve, how did it all start? I know this isn't where you were when you first started Code, but how did you get into it? What was your background?
My background was accounts. I left school at 16, got a job in accounts because that's what I was told to do because I was good at maths. Did that till I was about 30. Working at Bacavor, well, it was Lauren's at the time, working there. And then I did a course for myself, a gym instructor course, to become a gym instructor. And then at the end of it, I was asked if I wanted a job as a gym instructor, part-time gym instructor. I was like, no, that ain't why I did it. And that was Fliss, who was at the leisure centre at the time. Okay. And then just again, and again, and again. I was like, oh, go on, and why not? So I started doing that a couple of nights a week. So different to the accounts job. You just paid to chat to people.
It's great, isn't it?
And I was like, I like this. It's something different. And then I then started doing personal training there, and I was told if I keep doing personal training there, I'll get sacked because I wasn't allowed to do personal training there. And then ended up quitting everything to start at M10, which was a private PT studio.
Where was that?
That was at Newark Marina.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
but they were very popular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's now in Nottingham. There's M10 in Nottingham. The one in Newark stopped when me and Luke left. That's how I met Luke. Met him there, personal training. But literally, I did a course down in London about a week after starting. Went to Gym Box in London, and the gym was just amazing. The atmosphere was brilliant. And as soon as I came back, I was like, I don't want to be a PT anymore. I just started. I was like, I don't want to be a PT. I want to own a gym. I want a gym like Gym Box.
Right.
Because it's just the music, the atmosphere. And it just sort of went from there. I got on really well with Luke. We then decided to see if we could set up our own PT studio, which that escalated to then, can we set up a gym? Luke knew the woman from Atlantis, and Atlantis is a Canadian equipment manufacturer. So they asked if we'd be the showcase gym for their kit. And this is like the best kit you can buy. You can't buy any better kit. So that's when we thought we'd do a gym. We were going to then be in London. Till we saw the rent prices, like, no. We nearly signed to be in Cambridge, but they pulled out on us. And we said, oh, will you do it in Newark?
Thinking, are you not from Newark, though, are you, Steve?
No, I was born in Sunderland, brought up in Wellingborough, in Northampton, and then moved up here when I was, I don't know, 19, 20, I reckon, something like that.
Okay.
And then we ended up setting the gym up. And then, it just all got carried away and went from there.
So, started up near Hovel Farris, back of there somewhere.
Yeah, opposite Mole. We were there. We found somewhere, and that was sort of decent for us. Who owned it, they were like, no, we're not letting it to you as a gym. It's going to fail. It's not going to work. And everyone else was saying to us, it's going to fail. It's going to fail. The idea of what you're trying to do, it's going to fail. You're charging too much money. We're like, no.
Trust us.
Let's do it, and we'll see what happens. We were there for 5.5 years, and we just saved. I think after 2 years, we asked the bank about buying land. They're like, no. Year three, no. Year four, no. And eventually they were like, right, okay, yeah. So we just saved up. The land was at Fernwood. That's been for sale on Fernwood for years. And then bought the land, built the gym.
Well, let me stop you there then, because we'll talk about the new gym in a minute. We're just going to have a little break. We'll come back to that in a few seconds. I'll be singing Good evening and welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. That was for Francesca, that song. Apparently she fell over this week, so we so we chose that one for her. So Steve, welcome back, everybody. We've got Steve and Francesca from Code with us. So we've talked about the old gym,
yeah,
and we talked about, or just about to talk about, the new gym and how it all came around. And I've got to be honest, I went there and I thought it was proper gym. It was
amazing. Yeah, we wanted a proper gym. I think that's it. And like when at the old gym, when we first set it up, it was like, it's a bodybuilder's gym, because there's no cardio kit, really. It's a bodybuilder's gym. And it was just all blokes who were training. So we had to have that bit where we had to have a big push to get women training. And then now, and I say for years and years, it's been 50-50,
right,
men and women, which I think is quite rare for a gym. And I think so many women find gyms intimidating.
Yeah, I did when I joined Code. Yeah,
I think people think it's different to what it is.
Right.
And I think anything new is scary, but once you're in there and you're in the door and you realise everybody's nice, then the intimidation isn't there. Right. It's then coming in, people coming because they're light seeing.
And it's about building people. Women's confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, massively.
It takes a bit of time, but yeah, it helped me.
Yeah.
They show you how to use things properly.
Right.
So when you go to the leisure gym, they don't, because it's cheaper, isn't it? They just leave you to it.
It's not just the smell of the coffee that drags you.
That helps. That's the treat for after.
That's what we wanted. That was the whole point of the gym. So we've been in gyms where people train not good. And we wanted a gym where, like I said, like in gym box, when I walked in, it was like, people can train in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted that. I wanted, when I walked in the gym, I could see people and be like, yeah, everybody's good in it. You don't have to be in shape. You don't have to be fit. You don't have to be strong. No one cares about that. But just do things properly. Do things right and get some results if that's what you're training for.
Yeah.
It's a community, isn't it? Built a community.
Yeah. One thing I did notice was a lot of trainers in there. Mm. A lot of people training, but you've got a lot of trainers as well.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really great. You've got a real good choice of eclectic mix of people, haven't you?
Yeah. It's how we've built the gym. We didn't want to fill a gym with bodybuilding looking stereotypical people. We couldn't have a bigger mix of trainers, and including the gym coaches with Kieran and Rory and Sharon. And we've got a new gym instructor starting next Monday or Tuesday. It's bank holiday, isn't it? So next Tuesday.
Yes.
So yes, we've got a new person starting then. Laura Botton, excited to have her as part of the team. And then PTs, got big ones, little ones, small ones, whatever, and everything in between. And again, we've got probably equal mix of men and women, I reckon.
So the gym set out, I noticed the gym's got all the equipment downstairs for doing your weightlifting. You got the cardio stuff upstairs?
Yeah, so upstairs all the treadmills. We've got a track for sled work and we've got rowers, bikes. Got a studio. We built a new studio.
Ski ergs galore.
Oh yeah, lots of ski ergs for Hyrox.
Which helps for Hyrox now. Which you didn't know about.
When did we build the studio? A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad story, I suppose. We had a lady who worked for us who was did all the physio stuff there, and she sadly passed away.
Unexpectedly.
Way too young her age, and we ended up just changing stuff around up there. But yeah, we've got all the cardio stuff. It's everything set up for whatever you want. And we're now looking to extend upstairs. We've just done a new area outside as well, which is amazing. Do say so myself.
Yeah, around the corner there, you showed me.
Yeah.
And what's that for?
Just outdoor training. Just people want to get out and do a bit. And again, it's just set up. So if you want to do it outside and train, and we've put classes on outside, get out in the sunshine, do a bit, you don't have to be indoors. It's the same while we have the two massive doors rather than having aircon.
Right, okay.
It's not, how do I put it? It's just nice having those doors open. You can see out onto that little lake, Ballots and Bond. It's like a lake. We'll call it a lake. Fernwood Lake.
It's not a lake.
Nah, it's definitely not a lake. But it's nice, and it's nice to just open the doors and, yeah.
So when you get back to the gym tomorrow and you see Rory, tell him he needs to train a bit harder because they had a weekend in Stockholm last week.
Oh, he said about
away.
It.
He's always away, Rory. Yeah, he's doing Hyrox, though, isn't he?
He said about how certain things in Sweden, which were very good.
One of the things I wanted to, or somebody mentioned to me, was it's attracted some quite high profile people, hasn't it? So you've had a couple of Forest guys training with you, haven't you?
Yeah.
I just think a lot of people who knew it would be interesting because it's...
So just name drop a load of people.
Yes, guys, name drop some. Cool.
The first one was Patrick Bamford. I'll be honest, I'd never heard of him when he first started, and I think he was signed for Chelsea at the time.
He's not the best player ever to come out of Newark, though, is he, Jonah?
No, that's you, Mark.
Thank you.
But yeah, trained Patrick for quite some years, and then Jamal Lascelles, who was recommended by Bamford. Which was nice because that was, he spoke to Bamford and he was like, I'm going to the Premier League next season, what do I need to do? He goes, you just need to go and train with Steve. I was like, yeah, brilliant. Very handy. I like that.
Well, a little story about Lascelles is he was at Forest, obviously.
Yeah.
And he was doing his, when he was starting out, he came to do his level two coaching.
Okay.
And I had to help him get through his level two coaching badge.
Okay.
I've got my coaching badges. But what a great guy.
Ah, lovely bloke.
What an absolutely awesome
just
bloke.
Dead. He's one of the ones where always 5 minutes early and you just won't see somebody just training so hard. They're all athletic apart from, and he won't mind me saying, Ryan Yates, when he first started, I was like, you're going to laugh. You're not a professional footballer. he couldn't run properly. His foot turned out all odd. And I was like, I'm going to have to Google and check he's not pulling my leg here. But then, yeah, he went to Barrow, I think, on his first season I was training him, then Scunthorpe, then, and he just worked his way up, and he was just adamant he was going to play for Forest in the first team. He goes, I'm good enough. And then we just worked with him for probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. So it's brilliant seeing him flying. Matty Cash was another one.
Okay.
He was, again, just such a gifted athlete. They all work hard, but...
It's not fluke you get to the top, is it?
No.
You've got to work hard.
They're dedicated to what they're doing. No matter what, they're dedicated. So yeah, there's been some good footballers in. I've just had Alex Myton in. Be interesting to see what he does. I don't think it's going to be Forest. I think he's going to have to go out on loan and do a bit elsewhere. But again, what an athlete!
Yeah,
he's the fastest player I've ever trained.
I saw a bit online actually. I think I've seen the thing.
It's ridiculous. When they went and did the testing.
Yeah.
So Ryan Yates can jump the highest. And Alex, I want to be able to do that. And so I got a picture sent by Alex of him and Yatesy together. And he goes, I've just beat him. I was like, of course you have. Just done the off season together. And so, yeah, he's a very gifted athlete. And he needs that break, I think. He needs that chance to push on.
Oh, brilliant. Well, look, we're going to come back again in a couple of minutes. I think we're going to get Francesca to tell us a bit about the High Rocks and things like that. So she's dying to speak. So
yeah,
we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
I'm chilled here. I'm so chilled.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Tickets are now on sale for this year's Newark and Sherwood Community Awards at the beautiful, historic Renaissance at Kelham Hall. On Friday, the 8th of September, we'll bring you a night to remember, a three-course meal, an awards ceremony celebrating our local unsung heroes, and then the chance to throw some shapes with a good old boogie to our favourite dance floor fillers. Tickets for this year's Newark and Sherwood Community Awards are priced at £35 per person or £300 for a table of 10. They're sure to sell out fast. To purchase yours, visit radionewark.co.uk and click on the Community Awards banner. The 2023 Newark and Sherwood Community Awards will be Friday, the 8th of September. Grab your tickets right now and celebrate with us on the night.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more, as well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
Hey, have you heard about all the incredible activities at YMCA Village?
Oh,
Absolutely. They've got fitness and well-being all wrapped up in one place.
And the variety of classes is great. Yoga, Nordic walking, climbing, dance, and both indoor and outdoor fitness training.
And not just for adults. There are amazing activities for young people too.
Yeah, after school, they have youth gym workouts, climbing, cooking, art, and so many choices.
And the best part is, you can try these activities for free. They offer taster sessions before you commit.
YMCA Village, here for you and the health and well-being of our community. Radio
Newark. Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory. We've got Steve and Francesca with us talking about Code Fitness, and we've just been talking about all the current pros have done some work with Steve. But Hyrox, that's something that's been
crazy.
But you're doing a lot of now in the gym, aren't you? It's there, and I don't know anything about it. Steve offered to let me have a go at it, but my knees. I'm not going to let that happen. So.
You might not end up with strong knees after, but you need strong knees to start.
So, what's it all about?
Yeah, where did the idea come from? Was it?
Oh, well, the idea actually came from Jay Phillips, who's one of Luke's PT clients.
So, is it specific to the Code Fitness Hyrox?
No. So it's a German. It's a German thing,
right?
It's huge. The last Hyrox event we were at, was it 8,000 people?
Yeah.
There's 8,000 people from all over the country.
It's getting bigger and bigger. And
it's a worldwide thing. They had the World Championships in Manchester this year. The year before it was in Vegas.
You jumped on it early, didn't you, basically?
Yeah, we got in early, and like with anything we do, we just go all in. So that's one of the reasons we created that outside area, that we've just gone all in with Hyrox and with Hyrox Workouts, which is a new Instagram thing that we set up. We've set up about a year ago. I think we're at about 24,000 followers. And yeah, just putting stuff out there, and sell ebooks on it. I think I've sold 650 ebooks in the last year.
Wow.
Through doing what I'm doing on that.
Okay. They're the plans that we follow.
So what is it? What do you have to do?
Go on, I'll let you say.
You have to do, well, it's 8 kilometres of running. And then there's 8 different bits that you have to do in between the running. So you do a kilometre run, kilometre skier, another kilometre run, kilometre rower, things like that.
Okay.
Until you do 16 bits altogether. But it works out about 9.2 kilometres of running.
Yeah, and then like sled pushing, sled pulling, burpee broad jumps.
You've got to be basic. You've got to be a hybrid athlete. You've got to be strong, and you've got to be have endurance, good running.
I don't know why on earth Liam asked me to go and do Hyrox with him.
Did you try it? Good. You didn't even try it?
No, my knees won't let me.
The wall balls—they're at the end. Oh, you know those wall balls are coming. But our fitness has improved massively.
Well, couldn't even run. We just lifted weights. Didn't we?
We started running last year. I think it was start June, July time, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then I've just done a half marathon.
Right.
So it just showed you do need to build up your running for this event.
Did you do the half marathon? Do it last week.
Yeah. Did you spot me in the paper?
I did spot you in the paper. Actually, I think somebody pointed it out.
I'm the winner.
We interviewed Peter Davis last week, actually, who runs it, and it was amazing. That was he can run. Yeah, he can run, can't he?
He can run.
I don't know who he is.
Did you enjoy it?
I did actually enjoy it more than Hyrox, because with Hyrox you are going at it quite fast, whereas with a long distance run you have to be a bit more slower with it. So I think I enjoyed it more. I could catch a breath.
Hyrox is a challenge, and it's
been an amazing challenge, to be fair. And we've shared the journey of what we're doing, so it's like gaining traction, hasn't it? And obviously, it helps with sales.
Yeah. I mean, so you've got obviously Hyrox. So how many members have we got in the minute?
Nearly 600.
Wow.
So we had 300 when we left the old gym, and then we're at about 600 now.
Yeah, but what about COVID? You went down to like 200.
Oh, COVID was horrendous.
150.
Yeah. Well, you say we went down. We had very, very, very supportive members who kept paying through COVID. And I think, it was 150, 200 people kept paying throughout all of COVID. Basically, they knew if people don't, then there weren't going to be a gym to come back to.
Yeah, but you moved online. You did. Even I did stuff with you.
It was a joke.
In the living room.
In my living room, jumping around with little dumbbells. We did whatever to try and keep members engaged with something. Quizzes, which like everyone else, were terrible. The home workouts were terrible. But it's just, you got George and his mum in his one of the PTs with his mum in his mum's kitchen with tins of beans in their hand. You know, you're going, what can we do just to keep something going and people doing something? But they were awful. But COVID actually worked out well. COVID, let's say the gym being shut worked out well. It meant we could systemize everything and put systems in place, then employ people. And it very much changed the business for me and Luke.
Yeah, obviously, to keep 200 members through COVID was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at how it's 600 now, but people just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, it's horrendous.
My wage went down, and obviously I couldn't. It's not a lot you can do, is you couldn't go out, you couldn't see anybody. So that's a great idea.
Yeah. Me and Luke went to work every day. We went in the gym every day. And we had the police drive past us every day. And it was all right because we're working, so you're allowed to do it, apparently. Okay.
Right.
So we redid all the flooring in the gym. We painted. We put paneling up on the walls. Literally, even if it didn't need doing, we were going to do something so we didn't go mad. Sat at home thinking, the gym shut, when's it opening? When's it opening? When's it opening? Mm. Let's just keep busy. And yeah, that was it. So we managed to do loads to the gym, even though we're not long open, we still managed to change loads up with it. But that's something we've always done from day one, is change something up. So it was doing the studio, then the outside area, then introducing the Hyrox, and just
evolves, doesn't it?
And that's it. And I think when we very first set the gym up, it was like, everybody who comes in here is going to get an amazing result, because that's what everybody wants. And after, we were like, oh no, most people don't care about getting an amazing result. They want a nice gym to train in. And and so it was what we had to do, had to change. And Hyrox is a good example of moving with the times, because so many people are into their functional fitness. And you'd see it if you ever get a chance to go to one of the Hyrox actual proper events. Music's blaring. Everybody's there for the same reason. Everybody's so supportive. It's such a good atmosphere. It's, I say we love it. It's horrendous.
It's horrendous, but
I'm going to confirm that in a minute. We're just going to have a little break, and I'm going to confirm about the atmosphere, because I've been in there. So we'll see you in a few seconds.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Tickets are now on sale for this year's Newark and Sherwood Community Awards. Friday, 8th of September, at the Renaissance at Kelham Hall. Get yours now by visiting radionewark.co.uk and clicking the awards banner.
Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens are a local, independent, family-run business. We supply and fit bathrooms and kitchens, and we've been serving the Newark area for the last 10 years. We do everything, from a single tap to a full bathroom or kitchen, all supplied and fitted. Come and visit our large showroom, with designs for all styles and budgets on display. We're next to the police station on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703-4 one, or check out our website, newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. I've got Steve and Francesca from Code with me this evening. It's been an incredible journey, and I noticed that Paul Foxen has got his physio studio just across the road from me. So when you've done your Hyrox, we can all just nip over there and get fixed.
Yeah, pretty much how it's worked. I've been seeing Paul the last few weeks, sort out some dodgy knees. I think I forget how old I am when I'm trying to do all this stuff as well. I definitely forget.
You definitely do.
Paul set up, I think, Paul pretty much set up at the exact same time as us. He's got a cracking set up there as well.
Yes. Did you know Paul before?
Vaguely. I knew more of him than knew him. But I've always known how good he is.
Yeah. Well, Paul, as a little story quickly, I mean, Paul, my son Will had birthdays, and the doctors thought it was growing pains, and we went and we just tried to get him massaged, and then eventually his wife said, I think Will might have birthdays disease, which is where the bone dies. And Paul actually diagnosed it and told us to go and see this particular doctor. And Will was got birthdays and couldn't run, wasn't allowed to run for 3 years. But it can be 10, but we was lucky it was only 3. But all of the rehab work, we did it with Paul. You know, it was to keep the femur head round while it grew back again.
Yeah.
And as you say, I mean, he was amazing. The doctors were apologetic, but they didn't know that existed, to be fair. Yeah.
They're not experts. That's why you need to see someone who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then they're the general practitioners, aren't they?
Well, they are. And I agree with you. But you need you kind of guys, you know, the Pauls of this world and you guys to train us. It's not going to be done by doctors, is it?
No.
You know, so... So, Paul's great. One of the things I want to say was I've been in the gym. I thought I'm going to go and have a look at it and see why everybody keeps saying, Mark, you've got to come down there.
It's all right down there.
It is all right down there. But you mentioned about the machinery earlier.
Yeah.
And how it's the best that you can buy, or money can buy, one of the best that money can buy.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt that, you know, when you're doing the weights and you're doing all the exercises, I kind of felt that. It is good stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference between getting your stuff made in China or... So the Atlantis is from Canada, the Prime kit that we had delivered, I think it might have been a year ago, might have been two, I lose track of time easy. That's from America. But things like that, it's a year's lead time when it's to be made.
Right, okay.
We've always gone down the route of buy the absolute best we possibly can. One, because we then don't have to replace it every 2 years.
Yeah.
But then two, everybody's using the best kit you can have. And if... The gym's been built and set up by me and Luke based on the fact on what would we really want if we really wanted a gym and the best gym we could have.
Yeah.
And that's how we've designed everything, and that's why we always keep just putting stuff back into the gym to keep making it better and better, because it's boring as well if we don't.
Yeah. I mean, like, to be fair, it can be boring. I mean, to go to the gym for an hour every day, I find it hard work to myself to go. But if you've got something like that that changes and it helps you.
And as well, that's why we have the Code Premier membership, where you've got structured programs. You have meetings with them weekly if you want to keep you on track. They do we do your body fats. We go through your nutrition. We've got literally anything that could possibly be covered is covered. And if you just want accountability, you've got accountability. And that's what we wanted as well. We didn't want people going, well, personal training's expensive, so... I'm just going to have to go to the gym and do it myself. I don't get the results doing it themselves. So that's why we set up. That's why we set up Code. Help more people get the results they actually want, whether that's improvements in health, fitness, sports performance, strength, power, fat loss, which is still always going to be the main one, just to help more people achieve what they want to achieve. And that's the same reason we're doing Hyrox as well. Yeah. It makes it more interesting. It makes it fun.
Can you do anything for me and Joyner?
No. No, anybody, there's no excuse at any age to not do anything either. I trained my dad in the gym, and how old's my dad? 74? It'll be 75 this year.
About the same age as me and you, Tony.
And you do it twice a week, every week.
Yeah, I know we've got Mary, who Luke's trained for years. I think Ollie trains her now. Is it deadlifting 100 kilos or...
Wow.
Might be 140. She's how old's Mary? I can't really guess an age now, because she's probably 40, but she'll be 60s.
That's the stretch that you've got, isn't it, between the ages?
We've got 16 to 70s, and we've got, and again, we've got it from someone who's really thin and underweight to someone who's massively overweight. And we'll have people who are there pressing the dumbbells with the 1 kilo dumbbells next to somebody who's pressing the 50s, and nobody cares.
No one cares.
Your thing. No one cares what you're doing. No, everybody supportive and crack on and enjoy it.
No, that's brilliant. I mean, it is amazing. And thank you guys for coming in today.
Oh, that's been a pleasure.
Really, really, really appreciate you doing that. And it's amazing. It's a great thing what you've got. And I know, just before we do crack on, Tony wanted just quickly to mention... the under-23s academy, didn't you, before we packed up?
Yeah, no, town's setting up on an under-23s lads soccer school / team this year. So if any of the people out there that's got a lad that wants to play at that level, in that age group, if they get in touch with Newtown, and then obviously they'll be pointed in the right direction.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you for that, Tony. Steve, Francesca, thank you so much again.
Yeah, thanks
very
all for having us.
Appreciated. Next week, we've got Phil Joslin on, the world-famous referee. Phil's going to come in. We're going to have a chat with Phil. And following this programme, we've got Dean Anderson with The Soul Show. Do stick around for that. And thanks again for listening. See you next week.
To date on social media. We are Radio Newark.
We love local. We love Newark. Radio Newark.
With the latest news now.
A couple have been jailed for life for killing a father of two in Wigan last year. Our reporter George Ike has more.
Cold-blooded killers, that's what Judge Maurice Green called Fulstow and Hillier as he jailed them for life. He said they'd gone to lengths to try and avoid being detected, planning routes in a car with cloned plates that avoided ANPR cameras. George Ike at Manchester Minchell Street Crown Court.
Two men have been arrested after the fire at the Crooked House pub in Himley near Dudley at the start of the month. Staffordshire Police say the two, aged 66 and 33, have been arrested on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life. The number of UK work visas has reached a record high, with more than 500,000 granted in the year to June. Almost 539,000 work visas were granted. That's up 63% on the previous 12-month period. The energy regulator Ofgem is set to cut the energy price cap, but many households will likely see higher monthly bills this winter than last year. The cap, which limits the amount a supplier can charge per unit of gas and electricity they sell, is expected to fall, cutting around £150 per year off the average annual household energy bill from the start of October. It's to be announced tomorrow. Figures show the proportion of GCSE entries awarded top grades has fallen from last year, but it is higher than pre-pandemic. It comes as hundreds of thousands of teenagers across the country received their exam results earlier. The Education Secretary Gillian Keegan says students have shown great resilience.
Resilience is something that's shone through this year group, and they have got fantastic results and really are all going to be able to go on to a huge variety of extra things they can do at the next stage.
And staff at dozens of colleges in England are to vote on strikes in a dispute over pay and conditions. Members of the University and College Union at 89 college employers will be balloted from September the 5th, with the results announced in early October. The union say they're demanding a fair pay offer to help staff meet the cost of living crisis, a national workload agreement and a binding national pay negotiation. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Are rising costs forcing you into unaffordable debt? An individual voluntary arrangement from Credit Fix could help. Write off up to 81% of your unsecured